What you think about really matters. Good morning. I want to share with you a letter that Deborah wrote to someone who's concerned about his health. I'm going to paraphrase from the Hebrew. It is critical that you be strong in your trust in Hashem, who is the healer of all flesh and performs wonders. Hashem is not only the creator of the world, he's also the one who sustains, animates, and governs his world and every single thing that is in his world, especially the Jewish people. Concerning all the Jewish people, the Torah says, you who cleave to Hashem are all alive today. So certainly Hashem takes care of them. It's automatically understood that from on high, good is being given, both spiritual good and physical good, and there's nothing to worry about at all. Rather, the only thing that's necessary to do is to create channels and vessels to draw down and receive Hashem's blessing. And those channels and vessels are the performance of the Torah and its commandments. When you remove the obstacles, among the obstacles are sadness and despondency, God forbid, which is the opposite of what the Torah commands us to do, which is to serve Hashem with joy. The more you strengthen your trust in Hashem, the more you will see with your physical eyes how your health is getting better and better. You should completely remove your thoughts from all melancholy thoughts. Certainly you know about the regimen of study that my father-in-law established, that every soul should study every day, the Chumash, the Tehillim, and the Tanya. And it's also appropriate every day to give a few coins to charity before you begin prayers. I wait to hear good news from you, and that you have accepted my words, and that you also concur that your situation is getting better. It's certainly necessary also to tell you that you should participate in Hasidic gatherings that are happening from time to time in your neighborhood. With blessing for good health, and I wait to hear from you good news. Candlelighting time for Los Angeles is 7:05. I'd like to dedicate a minute of Torah today to Rabbi Yosef Morovitch in honor of his birthday today. May you have a year of bracha, v'yatzlacha, b'gashmius, v'ruchnius. Have a wonderful Shabbat.